While his one live leg made lively echoes along the deck, every stroke of his dead limb sounded like a coffin tap. On life and death this old man walked. But though the ship so swiftly sped, and though from every eye, like arrows, the eager glances shot, yet the silvery jet was no more seen that night. Every sailor swore he saw it once, but not a second time. This midnight spout had almost grown a forgotten thing, when some days after, lo, at the same silent hour, it was again announced. Again it was described by all, but upon making sail to overtake it, once more it disappeared, as if it had never been. And so it served us, night after night, till no one heeded it but to wonder at it. Mysteriously jetted into the clear moonlight, or starlight, as the case may be, disappearing again for one whole day, or 2 days, or three, and somehow seeming at every distinct repetition to be advancing still further and further in our van, this solitary jet seemed forever alluring us on. Nor, with the immemorial superstition of their race, and in accordance with the preternaturalness, as it seemed, which in many things invested the Pequod, were there wanting some of the seamen who swore that, whenever and wherever descried, at however remote times, or in however far apart latitudes and longitudes, that unnearable spout was cast by one self-same whale, and that whale Moby Dick.